Even it's possible your girlfriend got ripped off by the dealer.
Well, she added some things like a moonroof and a center console.
Okay, whatever it is, you got to find out what the value is. You don't have to rely on theirs. And if she got hurt in the accident, maybe she can make it up on the personal injury claim, but she's not going to get a brand new car out of it. I've known people that this happens to. I knew a friend of my daughter. She was like 18, had a brand new car, got wrecked, and I think she owed more on it than the insurance company gave it to her. What a mess. Stuff happens when you deal with insurance companies. I will be back Sunday on KGO 4 to 7. Come back. More lawyer stories. You'll have a good time. Otherwise, Monday, 12 to 1. Watch me fool around with Ron. Tease him. Do the show. Everybody's happy. Have a good weekend. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A warning from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke to banks handing out those big bonus packages to executives. You better be paying attention to where the money is going. With details live, here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, Sherry, the Fed chairman says bonus packages can corrupt.
Poorly designed compensation policies can create perverse incentives that can ultimately jeopardize the health of a banking organization.
Ben Bernanke didn't name names today in Phoenix, but he said regulators ought to pay close attention to compensation packages as they evaluate banks' strength. And he made a new pitch for new laws to prevent companies considered too big to fail from taking down the economy. Sherry?
ABC's Stephen Portnoy live. President Obama is announcing a set of guidelines to prevent states from misusing the federal stimulus money that they're getting.
This plan cannot and will not be an excuse for waste and abuse. Whenever a project comes up for review, we're going to ask a simple question. Does it advance the core mission of the Recovery Act?
Not all state leaders are lining up for their share of the $787 billion package, though.
Just say no is not a simple answer for the handful of Republican governors who do not want the billions in federal stimulus dollars. South Carolina's Mark Sanford wants to use $700 million to pay down state debt. The White House has told Sanford no, the money has to go to projects which create needed jobs. Alaska's Sarah Palin is rejecting money because of federal strings attached. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
There is a report out today that says actress Natasha Richardson wasn't admitted to the hospital until 4 hours after her fall on the ski slopes. That, according to the New York Times, the Canadian ski resort where it happened at first said she saw a doctor about an hour after hitting her head. The solar panels on the International Space Station have been successfully opened up. The new wings mean the station can now operate at full power. Checking the markets this afternoon, the Dow closing the day down 127 points, NASDAQ down 24. You're listening to ABC News.
You can learn a lot about a car company just by listening to its cars. How solid it is. How efficiently it runs. How well it drives years down the road. One car company puts its quality out there every day for everyone to hear. General Motors. Because we know building quality cars is the most important thing we can do. That's why we back our cars with the best coverage in America. 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Fully transferable limited powertrain coverage for up to 5 years or 100,000 miles. Plus, roadside assistance and courtesy transportation on most cars and light-duty trucks we sell. Confidence you can trust in a car you'll absolutely love. Want to know the kind of company GM really is? All you have to do is listen. We let our cars do the talking. To hear more about General Motors and the kinds of cars we build, visit GM.com. 5 years, 100,000 miles, whichever comes first. See dealer for warranty details.
After pumping billions into the banks to get them moving again, the federal government is now trying to free up some of that cash so the banks will offer up consumer loans once again. Here's ABC Business reporter Charles Herman.
Just like we hear about the toxic mortgages, those were investment vehicles. This is the same thing, but for credit cards, for student loans, for auto loans, and the market for that disappeared as well. So what the federal government is trying to do is get that market going again, get investors purchasing those types of loans from banks, so that way banks have more money so they can lend to us.
Like a lot of cities, Providence, Rhode Island is experiencing high unemployment. There's a job fair there tomorrow. But ABC's Larry Jacobs says for this one, you don't need that business suit.
Another job fair. What to wear? That may not be a problem. It's being held at the Foxy Lady Strip Club in Providence, Rhode Island. Co-manager Bob Trevisano says there were about 30 positions open, from bartender to bouncer to exotic dancer.
There's a lot of people out of work, so we feel as though the pool of people that are out there could possibly work here and make some extra money for themselves.
Trevisano says, don't fear, this place is not going bust.
Times like this, people like they like to, you know, lose their sorrows in a glass of beer.
Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
For only the second time in its 9-year history, the cover of O Magazine will feature someone other than Oprah Winfrey. She has invited Ellen DeGeneres to share the cover, to which DeGeneres said on her show today, I am freaking out right now. Michelle Obama is the only other woman invited to appear. This is ABC News.
Another Vanguard simple truth. Investment costs count. High costs can be a drain on your portfolio, so we keep costs down. In fact, the average mutual fund charges 6 times more than we do. It's your money. Hold on to it. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt live in San Ramon, where the all clear has been given on the Iron Horse Trail after a pipe bomb scare. A bicyclist found the pipe with a fuse, called police. The trail north of Alcosta was shut down for about 3 hours while a bomb squad blew it up. Officers say there was no explosive charge in the pipe. New Bay Area jobless numbers suggest we are not as bad off as the rest of the state, but the numbers are still growing. The hardest hit area in the Bay Area, Solano County, which now has a jobless rate of 10.4%, but other Bay Area counties fall within the 7-9% range. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Construction work, Sunol grade, southbound 680 before the Sunol exit, right lane closed until 2:30. You're backed up to Bernal. San Francisco crash, north 101 before Vermont. Through March 31st, get 0.9% APR now on a 328i or 528i plus BMW will make your first 2 payments. Visit BayAreaBMW.com/finance today. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Highs near 70 today. Lloyd says there's an excellent chance of rain by Saturday night. It's 63 and sunny here in San Ramon. I'm Brett Burkhardt, live from News Car 15, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. We got to start with something that just is going to have you scratching your heads. In Australia, in one area, at volleyball games, high school volleyball games, actually in younger, they're going to ban oranges. That's right. No oranges at halftime. Orange growers are flabbergasted. Why? Because the acidity of the orange might harm the kids' teeth. And they actually got a dentist buying into this. I would be interested in hearing from a dentist. Yes, of course, acidity can damage enamel, but that's on a chronic basis. A kid eats an orange at halftime? Why is that different than a kid eating an orange at any time in their life? There's nothing healthier, right? And 82 volleyball associations have sanctioned the ban because it could harm the kids' teeth. And it says here, well, you know, when the kids come off the field at halftime, they're a little dehydrated, and in that environment, the worst thing for police. It is amazing. It's just amazing, the things that get off the ground. Now, this, I'm actually serious about these next two articles. Here's a woman accused of taking more than $73,000 from a church where she was an administrative assistant. And basically, her defense was she's blaming the devil, that Satan had a big part of the theft. And my question is, well, at first you go, oh, brother, well, wait a second. We aren't allowed to question people's motivations, are we, if it comes from their fundamental religious beliefs? So why is this not a reasonable excuse? When you really start to think about it, and the intersection of religion and our actions and politics and the world of today, this would seem to me to be a reasonable defense, because after all, if you think about it, if we deemed her to be a little bit wacky, if we deemed her to be have a little touch of psychosis and believe in things that aren't there, she would get off. Right? So, you see where I'm going with this? How about this one? Here's a condemned man. You know, I guess I gotta warn you about this one. This is a little bit unusual. All right? He's a condemned Texas inmate who, among other things, gouged out his only eye, he has one eye, and ate it in a very bizarre outburst a couple of months ago. He's on death row, and yet he's been deemed sane under state law. I think Texas still does have the highest rate of execution, right? And his appeal has been rejected. Now, he did kill and murder his estranged wife and daughter. But the question is, and my point here is, he claims that, well, there's a question about his psychosis and whether it's real or not. He's claiming God made him do it. God told him to do it. Now, how do you define someone who indeed in his sanity, of course, he's considered to be sane. But if God talks to you and tells you to eat your eyeball, I don't understand if that's different than when God talks to you and tells you to do things that we kind of all seem to accept, that are the kind of things that God does say to us. I just find it inconsistent. All right. Here's another one. Here's a former British health secretary. They want to change a law. Do you know in Britain, if you help a person go to Switzerland for assisted suicide, you're talking a maximum 14-year sentence in prison. And here are the documentation of at least 100 people from Britain have ended their lives at a place called the Dignitas facility in Switzerland, where assisted suicide is legal, without their relatives being prosecuted. And conservatives in England, of course, are going ballistic over this. They say the law fails to distinguish between those who are compassionately assisting an adult who wanted to die and those abusing vulnerable people by encouraging suicide, and that is a real concern. But I still basically, even if you do this yourself, I still don't understand how we can use our same religious beliefs to justify, I don't know, pick anything, maiming and killing children in another country? We do that all the time and pray to protect our soldiers. But somehow that same rationale wants to prevent you from taking your own life when you are in extreme pain and there is no hope. You tell me. Well, I'm glad they did this. Here's a study. You know what larval therapy is? You get a wound or a bad ulcer on your skin. Larval therapy is maggots. And somebody finally has done a real study, a maggot study here, comparing it to standard treatment. It turns out maggots do clean wounds more quickly, but it does not lead to faster healing. The world's first controlled trial of maggot medicine. And, of course, you can't tell the maggots, which... Can't tell the maggots about the study. That would screw up the placebo control. So to find out what they did was 300 patients with venous leg ulcers. If you've not seen one, they're nasty. They're hard to clear up, but they can be. Treated either with maggots or hydrogel, which is a standard wound cleaning treatment. There was no difference in outcome or cost. It doesn't seem to be worth pursuing this particular group of patients. Maggots may yet have advantages in some areas, like preparing patients for skin grafts, where faster wound cleaning means patient can be moved to surgery more swiftly, but they need real studies for that. Larval therapy works because maggots, I'm sure you know this, eat only dead and rotting tissue, and they leave a clean wound. They don't burrow into healthy flesh. They prefer to eat each other when they run out of food. Well, humans do the same thing, don't they? Gosh, I remember once, my maggot stories. You don't need to hear this one. Oh, sure you do. I'm young and I'm working in a clinic in Mexico, free clinic, helping people across the border. And boy, a fellow came in with bandages all over his eye. And I take off the bandages and his eyeball was gone. The eye socket is all that's left and it was filled with maggots. Of course, I semi-freaked, but had to maintain composure and pretend like, see this kind of stuff all the time. And it turned out it was not a bad thing because he had a bad infection and he had lost his eye and just bandaged it up and then waited, and the eye, everything just rotted and got really disgusting. But the maggots presented, when we cleaned him out, a clean socket. And we threw a graft in there and he healed up just fine. Okay, two interesting stories on, and neither one has to do with the Pope, even though they're both about condoms. I support this, and everybody's upset. It's not happening here yet, but one of the issues with condoms is you got to make them sexy. They do it in Japan. Very, very high rate of condom use. Here's a big publicity campaign going after women in the late teens and early 20s that men are attracted to girls who carry the contraceptives. And some of the taglines are, men like nothing better than a woman who knows what she wants. Department of Health labeled the campaign, condoms, confidence boosts sex appeal. They're teaching women phrases, how to persuade men to use condoms. If you make it clean, I'll make it dirty. Ooh, that's a good one. Let's get you ready for the ride of your life. Guys, you'd find that sexy, wouldn't you, if a woman said that to you? Here's a writer from Cosmo brought in to speak for the campaign. She said, taking a condom on a night out should be as normal as taking a phone, keys, and a purse. And, of course, conservatives say this is sad that the authors don't understand that the problem starts with growing levels of sexual activity by people with multiple. Yeah, but you know something? That isn't really true. And I don't know what they're afraid of. And they say the campaign's contributing to the growth of the problem rather than to public health. And so what would they suggest? It is just amazing. I understand. You know, conservatives and liberals are all on the same side of this. No one wants to encourage kids to have, you know, too much sex. We're not encouraging them to be promiscuous, not encouraging them to do unhealthy things. But by the same token, certainly just turning your back on it and ignoring the issue isn't going to help. So you may as well deal with it and decrease the harm. No? But here's a better condom story. Again, nothing to do with the Pope. Australia, of course, trying to supply safe sex, you know, safe sex aids to AIDS-ravaged Papua New Guinea. No stopping local creativity. So they hand them out. They get them out in the population, but no one's using them because they're finding all kinds of other uses. They're using them first for fishing. Here's 2 million condoms that disappeared. And so the fish think condoms are squid. So they're using them as bait. They use them as floats. Let's see. Fishing excursion cost the best fish. It goes on. All these, I can try, there was a list here. Very clever other uses, but I guess it's good enough. Good enough just to hear them not using it. Oh, the women are using scrape the lubricant off the condoms and put it in their hair and their skin. And they've heard that it's very good as a medicine. So they're putting the lubricant on rashes and, all different ways of, catching fish with condoms. This is a twist. Family planning clinics are saying here, this is the United States, should consider offering same day IUDs for women seeking emergency contraception. It's really not a bad idea. There's a morning after pill, of course, but a copper-containing IUD can be highly effective. It can be inserted up to 5 days after unprotected sex. And the copper IUD, not only effective emergency contraception, but it's maintaining contraception. And what they're wanting to do also is raise awareness about IUDs. It's a very effective, and as I've told you many, many times, by survey, it is the most satisfactory method of contraception if you ask women who use them. And then ask women who use birth control pills. Ask women who use diaphragms. Ask women who use other methods. IUDs have the highest level of satisfaction. Problem is, there's one bad model 20, 30 years ago, and that downed the whole industry. Only here. See, we get so hysterical and erotic in this country so quickly. Europe, the rest of the world, IUDs are still popular. And they did a survey here and found very few people, very few young women were knowledgeable about IUDs. The majority answered, I don't know, to all the questions about efficacy, side effects, costs. And only one-third of women had ever heard of anybody using an IUD. Whew. Let's see. Okay, we got a little early research in on the use of ecstasy or MDMA in post-traumatic stress disorder. And this is coming out of Norway. And when clients are using MDMA or ecstasy, this is in a clinical setting, not on the street, it becomes easier and more bearable for them to regulate and to, usually these people, here's a quote, they're running away from what they experience is very scary. And then they never have this inhibition learning, this fear learning, and that it becomes more bearable, becomes easier to regulate, to be in a situation, and to not run away. And they get into all the brain chemistry having to do with post-traumatic stress disorder. So once again, as you know, when the government just condemns a drug because they fear it, and because it is indeed abusable, then we all lose because they take it away from reasonable scientists who want to do research on it. It is like book burning, friends. It is one of the most shameful aspects of contemporary culture that we live and we enjoy the benefits of objective scientific thinking. And when it comes to this, we want to stop research because of emotional reactions. Here's a piece. It'll shock you. It's the energy footprint of bottled water. And I've been railing against this for a long time. You go to places where they have no water for people to use, and you walk home, we just turn on a little tap, and there's all the wonderful, fresh, clean water for free, or close to free. And yet you insist on running out and buying water in plastic bottles because you're afraid you're going to dehydrate and blow away. I don't get it at all. Well, how about 50 billion barrels of oil? What do you think? Just to produce the plastic, 50 billion barrels of oil. Just to produce the plastic. You want to talk about shipping? You're drinking water shipped from Europe and you're an environmentalist? Come on. All right, I want to talk to you about something entirely different. The question I want to ask is, what is Heather's mother up to? And she's important because without Heather's mother, we wouldn't have Heather, right? Heather's mother, she doesn't take things lying down. She gets on her computer and starts sending out emails. And I want to tell you what Heather's mother's been up to lately. 1-800. Oh, I can nail Heather so good right now. But I won't. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Bell.
At Saturn, we get it. At Saturn, we get it, which is why we've extended our 0% APR financing or cashback offers on the 2009 View, Aura, and Outlook, including hybrids and the 2008 Astra. Available to qualified buyers. Length of contract limited. See retailer for details. Take delivery by 3/31/09.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 50, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now, 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX, 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
FDIC.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adel at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Let's talk to Emma in Mexico. How you doing, Emma?
Good. How are you today?
Fine, sir. Ma'am, sorry.
Okay. I had two quick questions for you. Hopefully they're quick. One is I've noticed a little bit like of an oily slick on my urine. And also, I know your position on vitamins. I was wondering what you thought about taking vitamins while you're trying to get pregnant, as mm-hmm. well as taking vitamins when you're pregnant.
Yes. Well, first, remember, any position I have is simply based on the research. My position on the Earth is that it's round and not flat because it's a fact. There was a very scary study about vitamin E and heart defects, like increasing 6 to 9-fold in women taking extra vitamin E. And as far as prenatal vitamins and preconceptual vitamins, we do feel you should take folic acid. But folic acid, for instance, in men may increase prostate cancer. It's very tricky, but folic acid seems to prevent spina bifida and neural tube defects, which are very, very common. And yet there was a study also finding you can get all you need from food if you eat a healthy diet. The supplementing with folic acid is a way of just covering everybody because a lot of people don't eat right. So no one has really taken a careful look at this. It just has always been assumed that it's a good thing. Women who take a lot of take vitamin E also seem to have higher rates of stillbirths. It's and it makes sense. Too much is too much. Your body's not supposed to have that. Too little is also very bad. So currently, I mean, your obstetrician should be up on all this stuff. And I really can say we don't know because studying women would be very hard because if you take a bunch of pregnant women and you do the proper study and the kind of study that we've used to find indeed that taking multiple vitamins seems to be worthless for the general public, and you did this with women and you gave half of the women a placebo and then half of the women real vitamins, and indeed you found that the women with real vitamins did better, well, your study will have harmed babies. You see, so everybody's frightened to do these kinds of studies. And yet we have to make the sacrifice so we can learn. That's what, there really hasn't been a scientific advance that I can think of that hasn't harmed some people or push some buttons. We just have to get used to making these sacrifices to increase our fund of knowledge. So preconceptually, I think you definitely got to have folic acid. As far as when you're pregnant and prenatally, you just got to go what your obstetrician says. But the best thing you can do is make sure you get enough in your food. But if you get enough in your food, the vitamin E study found, and you still take vitamins on top of getting a healthy diet, then you're getting too much. What can I tell you? Let's talk to Chuck. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing good, Doc. Got a haircut yesterday and was shaving this morning, and happened to look in my ear in the mirror, and I've on the back side of the ear, or as you put where you put your finger in to get into your ear, on the back side of the skin there, I've got a something that's pushing out about the size of a pencil eraser, and the skin is kind of like bright white. And it's not painful, it's almost like a piece of cartilage pushing out or something, and it's
And you're just noticing this now. Can you feel it with your finger if you weren't looking?
Never felt it or noticed it ever before. Just this morning.
And it I wonder. It could be cartilage, and that's the most likely thing. If it were, a lot of other things, you can get white things like that in cases of gout. But that's always going to cause pain in your feet or elsewhere. You'd know it if you had gout. An infection, you know, that's coming to a head, you'd feel that. So I'm going to assume it's cartilage. And when cartilage, and maybe you hit your ear. Ear injuries are very common, by the way, and people never notice them. You ever notice, for instance, college wrestlers and serious wrestlers, it's called cauliflower ear, and boxers used to get it. You damage the cartilage and shove it out of the way, and then it heals in a funny way. So, my sense is that this is not anything to worry about unless it keeps growing. If it breaks the skin, you have a lesion. That's a place, by the way, you get skin cancer commonly, but the skin would be altered and would be different at that place. Okay. All right. Heather's mom's greatest endeavor, other than Heather, coming up. The phone number here, by the way, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. California's unemployment rate jumped into double digits last month with just under 2 million unemployed. The jobless rate was at 10.5%. Sacramento County Superior Court judge is ruling that Governor Schwarzenegger could legally order a temporary cut in state workers' pay down to the federal minimum wage. The governor ordered the cut last year during a budget stalemate. The judge says Comptroller John Chung improperly defied the emergency order. Market ended the week on a down note. The Dow Industrials dropping 122 points to close at 72.78. NASDAQ down 26 at 14.57. And the S&P 500 dropping 15 at 768. Lloyd Lindsay Youngs is mostly sunny and mild today. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-464-3614. 1-800-464-3614. Toll free. 1-800-464-3614.
How's business? Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple. We're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, how's business has a confident answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank small business specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hey there, need to get away? Think Kissimmee, Florida. It's near Orlando and close to all the theme parks, amazing nature adventures, and great beaches. Click on the ad on your player right now and enter to win a free vacation to Kissimmee or be reimbursed for the Kissimmee vacation you take March 2nd through May 22nd. It's the Freedom to Enjoy sweepstakes. When you visit Kissimmee, you can have your vacation your way. Collect game pieces while you're there for even more ways to win. For details and special free offers, visit KissimmeeFreedom.com. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents of the U.S., Canada, excluding Puerto Rico and Quebec and the United Kingdom. 18 years of age or older. Void where prohibited by law.
Dr. Dina Dell here. So a couple of weeks ago, we did a story. Heather's mom picked up on this, and she's not a woman to take things sitting down. So she's got emails out there, and I'm going to read you one of her email, and just to make sure you're aware of it, and you can get involved too. Did you know that almost all toilet paper in the U.S. is made from trees? Evidently, you get maximum softness. It can't come from recycled paper. And since Mr. Sharman days, we Americans are hung up on softness. Even trees in South America contributing to these companies. Safeway makes some from recycled paper. I just brought some. Haven't put any on the roller yet, so my bottom can't testify. Yeah, we got to get Heather's mom's bottom on the air here. But my hands say it's soft enough and not that much different. I'm mounting a campaign to get people to find TP made from recycled paper. My goodness, if anything should be made from recycled products, it's toilet paper and, of course, tissue paper and paper towels. Please join my campaign. Tell your friends. This is some particular V. If you're already on board, I just never thought about it. I think I assumed it probably was from recycled paper. Doesn't say so. It's not. Yeah, that's right. You got to use fresh trees. You can't make the soft stuff from recycled paper. And his mom has now made two great contributions to the world. That and Heather. Okay, let's talk to Judy. How you doing, Judy? Welcome.
Hi. Listen, I have my own caffeine addiction, which is Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink about a liter a day, sometimes more. The only ingredient that worries me is all that phosphoric acid, and I want to know, what is it doing to me? I'm in my 60s. And mm-hmm. is there anything I can take that will help counteract whatever bad effect it's having?
Well, Judy, let me ask you a question. Suppose I told you, if I told you it's having a bad effect, the first thing your brain goes to is, what can I take to counteract it as opposed to stop drinking it? I mean, if I told you it was harmful, you wouldn't stop drinking it?
Is it harmful?
Ladies and gentlemen of America, this is addiction right in front of you. Something really not addicting, in other words, the caffeine, Judy, you could get from other things. You drink coffee, other sources of caffeine, or just Pepsi?
I try to drink tea, but it just doesn't do it.
Right, so the only caffeine you're getting is from the Pepsi?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that's not a large amount. I wouldn't worry too much. I drink more than that and a cup of coffee, of course. The concern we have is, by the way, you drink the diet kind or the kind with the sugar?
I don't worry about that corn syrup. I only worry about the phosphoric acid because I don't know what it does.
Well, why don't you worry about the corn syrup?
Well, because I get sugar in other forms, it hasn't seemed to harm me.
Yeah, okay. Doesn't seem to harm me. That's a very dangerous statement, young lady, because I see a lot of people as a doctor, you know, when they come in the hospital, and of course nothing seemed to harm them for 20, 30, 40 years, and then it does. I'm just playing with you. I don't see a big problem, but phosphoric acid, there are people looking into this because there is concern it can affect your bones at your age. That's of concern, possibly affect your kidneys. You don't need it. It's empty calories. And I don't understand, quote, the addiction. I really don't, because I'm not there. It's like, ugh, please. How do you get addicted to something like that? If it's not the caffeine, because you're not taking a lot of caffeine, it is also in some way what we think really goes on, because no one would say a few sodas a day are going to do you in. The corn syrup is a lot of controversy about it, possibly contributing to diabetes and other conditions, because corn syrup is not metabolized the way real sugar is. And it doesn't sound to me like there's anything I could say that would dissuade you, so it kind of doesn't matter because there's nothing you can do to counteract it. I would make sure you get adequate calcium in your diet, because when you take any one of these minerals out of balance, they can be harmful. So if you're going to take calcium, I like people taking phosphorus, magnesium, et cetera. So it's a matter of balance, and if you're eating everything else is healthy, then you want to get away with a few cans, although a liter a day is a lot. We have a relative doing 4 liters a day trying to stop that one. So that's the real deal. And I assume you're skinny if you're not worrying about the sugar. All right. Let's talk to Tally. How you doing, Tally? Welcome to the program.
Fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
When I worked as a nurse, I unwrapped an elderly person's foot when they were admitted to the hospital. It was quite infected, and there were maggots all over it. And the doctor said, you know, wrap it back up and leave them on because they can do a much better job of debreeding it than we can.
Yep, they do. And according to this study, though, the issue is while the maggots will debreed a wound more quickly and very effectively because they only eat rotten flesh and they don't eat, you know, healthy flesh, the end result isn't the same. It doesn't. They don't get the wound healed any faster than the standard of care that we're used to. Now, a smart doctor in a situation where there are no resources, where you want to, you know, reduce utilization of hospital space, etc., the maggots aren't really going to harm you in that regard. But most people, most patients, I think, would be a little chagrined to find a doctor saying, "Yeah, wrap it up, you know, wrap it up, Tally. Just leave the maggots in there." But they have been used since Napoleonic times, actually even earlier, for this particular purpose. And yet in this study, they find a hydrogel works just as well, get the wound healed faster, which is really the other ultimate goal, is getting the patient healed and out of the hospital. So you have to, you know, mix all that in there. Let's talk to Dan in Wisconsin. How you doing, Dan?
I'm pretty good. I'm talking to Dr. Dean. Cool. I was looking for you. Finally called in.
Thank you, Dan.
I've got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. 6-year-old was burning up the other night, and I took his temperature, but I wondered for a while, what is the best way? I think that I've heard that rectally maybe, but I'm sorry, we're going to shy away from that because it's a little invasive. And
yep.
How good are those ear canal ones? And if you take it out of the armpit, are you supposed to add a degree? Or?
Yeah, that's the problem. And, you know, rather than confuse the issue, I think it's more important that you take it the same way all the time. That way you have a similar standard. Because you take that one child, let's take your 6-year-old, and you take it with the strips on the forehead. You take it in the armpit, you take it in the ear, you take it orally. You're going to get different readings. And each one of those methods has advantages and disadvantages. Probably the most accurate way to take a temperature, by the way, is urine temperature. Water, you know, hangs on to temperature pretty well because this has a high specific gravity and loses temperature so very slowly. So you can, and rectally, of course, is a standard and is unnecessary for a child with a fever. So any method you like. I mean, orally is probably the simplest, but a lot of kids don't hold their tongue down. They had something to drink beforehand. And there are problems, as I said, with all of it. It's really more about relativity, knowing the child has a fever. And if it's really super high, the pediatrician can add the fudge factors in and figure out how it's going to work. And you know, when you go into the doctor's office, they all use, the doctors themselves use different methods. So that'll send you, send the message. And it's really how the child's reacting. If a child is, their consciousness is off and they're not wakeful and they look really knocked out and you're seeing other kinds of symptoms, that's when you get upset and you seek medical care. It isn't so much based on the temperature. And yet there are guidelines, and in a way it's all silly because each method yields a different, you know, a different result. So if you got the ear thing, that's fine. You know, the strips are fine, but they tend to underestimate and kind of on your own. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Now it's important to get the most out of every dollar, including your TV. Get great entertainment for less with Dish Network. Switch to Dish Network and get over 100 of the best channels and over 50 HD channels for just $9.99 a month for 6 months. Call Dish Network at 888-DISH-755. Plus, get long-term savings with our low everyday prices. Call Dish Network and start saving today. 888-DISH-755. 888-DISH-755. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions. Apply. Call for details.
The Home Depot has 4-inch annuals, 3 for only a dollar. And now through March 22nd, you'll find additional savings throughout our lawn and garden department so you can really kick off spring. You'll save money you can put towards extra mulch or a patio set so you can sit back and admire all the 4-inch annuals you found, just 3 for a dollar. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, limits 60 per customer.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. As a radio host, a Fox News Channel contributor, and a New York Times best-selling author, I've got a reputation to uphold. So when I tell you about a work-from-home opportunity, one where you can earn serious money, you know it's for real. I've been telling my audience for years about IncomeAtHome55.com. Why? Because in an economy where nearly 6 million people will lose their jobs, IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers, and they're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome55.com. Is the way real people just like you and me are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you to succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. Part-time, full-time, you decide. And listen, IncomeAtHome55.com is giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. That's www.IncomeAtHome55. That's the number 55. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-214-8494. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-214-8494. 888-214-8494. That's 888-214-8494.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dieter Dell here. Welcome back to the program. We've had a bunch of calls, people wondering, did we change our times on XM radio? And, yeah, there have been changes. If you're still looking for us on 158, it's real early in the morning, every day of the week, including Saturdays and Sundays. But easier to find us on 165. 165 from 9 to 10. From 9 o'clock in the evening, East Coast time. Of course, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. Does it still work like that? East Coast, 3 hours ahead of the West Coast. So 6 o'clock in the evening, West Coast, and 9 o'clock East Coast on XM 165, or if you're an early riser, on XM 158. That's where we be. Let's talk to Dr. Anthony. How you doing, Doc?
Hi, Dr. Dean. I'm a big fan of your show and of your philosophy of health and science overall. I'm calling in regards to a story about a dentist trying to discourage teenage athletes from eating oranges. And as a 20-year practicing dentist, I have never discouraged teenagers from eating fresh fruit.
Yeah. Isn't that the fun? And listen, I wish I could say it was a dentist. This is, you know, a dental organization in Australia. The Australian Dental Association's Oral Health Committee agreed that oranges and athletes were not a good mix. What did, I just scratched my head and I said, do they know something I don't know? Because first of all, in your experience, I mean, this idea of acid being bad for teeth, that's on a chronic basis, not, you know, at halftime, once a week or once a month. That can't harm a kid, could it?
Absolutely. No, I'm an American Dental Association and California Dental Association member, and there's no restrictions on fruit intake. What we want, you're right, it's gas intake. And I'll tell you, as a dentist, I see the biggest threat to kids' teeth is sugar exposure, or what we call an acid exposure, from things in the liquid form, which would be sodas, both regular and diet, energy drinks, that whole banner of all the different varieties of energy drinks, and anything that's sugar in a liquid form that the kids drink throughout the day. It's just a repeated over and over exposure. And so, you know, just simply eating an orange in and of itself is not dangerous. So it's a thing that should not be discouraged.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Dr. Anthony, thanks a lot for calling. We always like input, and that's the best part of talk radio, isn't it? We can get real professional opinions at the snap of a finger and help us out with these things. Jim, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hi, can those carp that nibble calluses
transmit bloodborne infections? And why can't mosquitoes transmit HIV and the hepatitis viruses and lots of other viruses?
Yeah, good question, Jim. As far as HIV and these other viruses, it's what happens in the mosquito's stomach. Now, when a mosquito bites a female mosquito, she sucks up a little blood. Anything in your blood, you got to figure, would be transmissible. Well, first of all, the odds of your blood is not supposed to have a lot of germs in it. Your blood is sterile, supposed to be sterile. You got germs in your blood, you got issues. But viruses do make it through. Bacteria in your bloodstream is often, you're likely to die. Viruses happens actually more frequently, but the body usually can handle it. So first you got to get the virus into the blood. And then what happens in the mosquito's stomach is critical. And it turns out that's one of the reasons I haven't looked up this in 15 years. But initially they found that the mosquito stomach just does in the virus. As far as the carps and the pedicures, no, I don't think it would be possible. Basically, the carps, they just eat the dead skin and the calluses. They don't penetrate. You got to get to the bloodstream. Viruses and germs do not go through your skin unless you had a cut or something like that. And could the carp, bite someone else's foot and pick up something and then transmit it? Well, anything's possible. It's like the old, deal about the toilet seat and sexually transmitted diseases. And while it's theoretically possible, if you have a herpes sore right in your butt and you sit down on a seat and you get up fast and someone else comes in and plops down the same place and they got a little cut or an abrasion right in that little exact place, yeah, possible you could transmit herpes. I've never heard of a case. And if you wound up with herpes on your butt, how would you know where it came from? You just wouldn't. So we just don't think that there's high likelihood. But theoretically, of course, Jim, as you know, anything's possible. All right, let's take a quickie here. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your second chance. 888-261-3316. That's 888-261-3316.
Attention female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of an amazing product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists to use at home without spending hundreds on doctor visits. For a risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, call 1-800-374-3917. That's 1-800-374-3917 for your free trial. 1-800-374-3917.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
Official statement.
Oil or fat in your urine, you got a real problem. So it's not the urine. All right, let's talk to Steve in East Moline, Illinois. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, doctor.
Okay.
My mom has a detached retina, and she's having surgery. So my question is, can you explain the surgery to me, and how long does it take for the retina to reattach to the eye?
Yeah, well, it's very tricky. And how do they do that? It's really hard to explain, actually. But let's imagine the retina. Here's a terrible, terrible metaphor. I mean, it's horrible, as a matter of fact. But let's suppose you have a room with wallpaper in it, and there's a flood. And so underwater, the wallpaper starts to peel off. That's like the retina. Well, how in the heck are you going to get that back? You got all that water in there. You can't take the water out of the eye. Well, in a way they do. What they do is suck the fluid out from behind the retina. It's really so delicate, just like a piece of toilet tissue floating in water. So you suck the water away from behind the retina. That kind of gets it back in place. And you know, They sometimes will put a buckle on it, wrap a silicone band around the eye, and squeeze it like an hourglass to bring the outside of the eye in to meet the retina, in hopes that it'll seal. And they often will zap it with laser or light energy to seal it down. And it is important because as the longer the retina is away from the back of the eye, it's not getting a blood supply. And this is an attempt to save her vision in that eye, and it almost always happens from a hole in the retina. And that's about that's what she's into, and it's hopefully will be successful. All right, Walt, can we do it quickly?
Hello?
Yeah, Walt, we got to go fast. Fire away.
I have this 1925 medical book, and it says excessive dandruff is caused by mineral deposits in the veins of the hair, like soup bones and stuff like that, and it causes baldness, early baldness. How true is this?
It's not true at all. That doesn't mean everything in a 1925 medical book is untrue. It's just, what can I say? You go to a bookstore today, you probably find a higher percentage is nonsense in books today, where we have less excuse for it because we know the answers to these questions, and back then maybe they didn't. Although we're not exactly completely sure about dandruff, we think it's partially a fungus. Most over-the-counter dandruff things will work, and it's just the little flakes of skin that normally fall off, by the way, but they just stick to the hair. So, taking care of your hair and anti-dandruff formulas should take care of it. Nothing to do with minerals. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Please join us for the next program. Until then, as always, be well.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-682-6681. That's 1-800-682-6681.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free. Call 1-800-682-6681. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-682-6681. That's 1-800-682-6681.
Tired of the daily commute? Want a better life and income with more time for your family? Then listen carefully. You can now get free information on how you can start an income-generating online business that will change your life forever.
After losing my job of 13 years, I wasn't going to go back to commuting and paying hundreds of dollars in daycare just to make someone else rich. Within 90 days of starting my business, I replaced my previous income.
Go to 321workgenius.com.